This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on First Take on WWL as we get ready for the Bud Light countdown to kickoff coming up at 5 o'clock and then game time in the Caesars Superdome for Thursday night football. Saints hosting Denver 7:15. Jeff will be on the sidelines and Deuce and Haas on the call with the game. And I think we're getting spoiled with some of the predictions Deuce has made in games. And then they end up coming true right away. I think you need to take him to the casino or whatever and just have him point at numbers or something.
I don't know. I think it's very football related. I don't know if he would.
All right, well, taking him to the sports book then.
I don't know if he would have the same effect of like a roulette table or, you know, whatever you want to. But, yeah.
What if he starts calling on? He's like, oh, 23 black.
Yeah, if he could do that, then he would probably not be working for us, put it that way. Yeah, he would be on a yacht somewhere.
Deustradamus.
Deustradamus. But, no, yeah, I'm excited. I think this is going to be a good day. I'm feeling good about it.
Glad you're feeling good. I know a guy that's feeling good, too. We were talking about Bub Means, the wide receiver for the Saints. He's been elevated through the ranks now, obviously, with Chris Olave out, Rashid Shaheed out. Bub Means getting some work last week with Spencer Rattler. And what are his thoughts on the rookie quarterback?
I'm very excited to see what Spencer's going to do in coming games, coming years, however his career goes. Like, he's going to be elite at what he does. And I still have high praise for Spence. I have high praise for all our quarterbacks, but Spence, for sure, like he out there making plays. We've been making plays all rookie mini camp, OTAs, training camp. So I don't expect nothing else but greatness from him.
Obviously, this team right now, too, dealing with the injuries, the losing skid. Sean Payton is in town. What does Bub Means think this the magnitude of this game is?
I feel like every game is a big game. I hate losing. I want to win every game, every snap, every down. I want to win every one-on-one, so like every game, I don't treat no game bigger than the other. We take every opponent as serious as next, you feel what I'm saying? Like, we're going in here to execute and win every time, like any other game.
And yeah, that win is so needed right now because the bleeding is becoming profuse.
yeah, you need a triage unit. But now, yeah, Bub's a funny guy. And if I had to pick a word to describe his personality, it would be effervescent. I would say bubbly, but that would just be a little too on the nose. No, he's a fun guy to root for. He's a fun guy to talk to, and so I hope he has a big game so people can start to kind of learn a little bit more about him as a player. Because I think you see a guy coming out of Pitt. It's not a pretty prolific offense, right. So the numbers aren't going to be astounding. But he did a little bit of everything in that offense, and he's going to be a guy who can kind of ward off defenders. So even in a tight window, you can throw it to him and trust that he's going to battle for the ball and most often come down with it. And that's the type of stuff we would say about Mike Thomas. Right? And that's how he was able to have an impact as a rookie receiver. Now, this is a different offense than Mike started. It's obviously a different quarterback than Mike was catching passes from. But, the Saints haven't had a receiver like that for a while. And when you don't have the high-end weaponry of the offense like you have in the past, sometimes you just got to run a stick route and throw the ball to the guy and catch it and take a hit, right? Sometimes that's how you got to move the ball. And I think he's going to be able to do that for you.
Talking about these wide receivers, I think we mentioned this too a little in the podcast. Thinking Bub Means, obviously, is your X. But yeah. After that, who's going to be the Y and the Z in this offense right now?
Yeah, I'm interested to see if Equanimeous St. Brown factors in.
Yeah.
The last time we saw him in a Saints uniform, he was catching a dime from Spencer Rattler in the preseason finale. So they have a bit of a connection. He's a guy who can work downfield. He's played in a ton of football games. We'll see how much of his role that you have. But I would expect Mason Tipton to be that kind of Z. We'll see if maybe Jermaine Jackson can factor in the slot, who runs – who runs out of the slot most often. I'm not sure that's going to be, but I expect you're going to have a lot of heavy personnel. I think this will be another kind of 21-22 day where you don't get – typically you're seeing two wide receivers on the field a majority of the time. But, hey, we haven't really talked about it. You got to run the ball too.
Right.
We can talk about, the receivers aren't there. Well, the best case scenario is you are not relying on your receivers because you are running the ball for the first down. And that's what we saw weeks one and two. Why was this team dominating? Because he was running the ball. Because Alvin Kamara was dominating. The offensive line was getting pushed. And it was, you were winning the line of scrimmage. The last 4 weeks, no. And that has not been the case.
And obviously a guy like Taysom Hill not in the mix, so there's that big physical presence that's not there. Good news, though, at least offensively, we talk injuries. A guy that is expected, I'll say, to be back in the lineup is Kendra Miller. We haven't seen him since last season in action on the field. Obviously got hurt early on in training camp that first day with a hamstring issue, just been lingering. This nagging hamstring has continued on. The past two games just wasn't ready to go. You're gotta hope at this point, though, the Saints are in desperate need of any kind of boost, and I think Kendra could provide something for you. I'm not saying, you know, you're going to give him a boatload of carries, but I'm hoping at least 5 to 7 touches.
Yeah, to me, I don't think there's a physical issue with Kendra. I think he's healthy. I think he's
just
ready to go.
Offense.
Just a question of whether they trust him and how much they trust him and what they trust him to do, right? Do you trust him in pass protection? Because if you don't, it's not going to be out there in pass protection. I feel like we had this I probably could have gone back and just clipped what I said about him last week, because at that point, I assumed he would be active. Him being inactive last week was a surprise to me, because you'd think, hey, you've got about a week plus to learn the offense. You should be good to go. If you don't trust him this week, then, you know, I don't know when you'll trust him, at least to the extent that, you know, I think Jamal Williams got 3 offensive snaps last week.
Right.
So it's not like there's anyone out there that's really contending for that job. That should be your third-round pick from last year, who you saw with some burst, right? Last year, the Saints running backs had 2 plays of 30-plus yards from scrimmage throughout the entire season. Kendra had both of them. One was against the Patriots. One was against the Bears. He got hurt on that play. In Week 18, he went out there against the Falcons, and he just had, you know, he had juice, right? It was something we hadn't really seen throughout the course of the season in the run game. And so maybe that's the case again today, you know? And he's just – you don't have a lot of dynamic players in this offense.
We mentioned that Sean Payton has elevated Calvin Throckmorton and Quan Alexander for this game. One of the callers on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 3398, says, surprised that Petty Payton didn't elevate A.T. Perry for this game. Good point there. Well played, sir.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's there. He'll probably be on the sideline.
I'm chat with him a little.
I'm not surprised from a football sense that he didn't elevate A.T. Perry, because, you know, why? Yeah. I don't think they signed A.T. Perry for his, you know, I think they kind of signed him as a scouter, you know, as a, hey, tell me about Clint's offense, right? What do you know that I can glean in these 10 days or whatever since we signed you? I didn't expect, you know, if he did elevate him, it would be like, you know, as that kind of victory.
We got receivers and you don't.
Like the human victory cigar.
Yeah, right,
like,
exactly.
Hey, A.T. Perry scores a touchdown this game, the Saints will feel really bad about it. But, it's tough because you would like to say, hey, the Saints are down all these wide receivers. Wouldn't A.T. Perry be nice to have? But he wasn't healthy either.
Right.
So, like, the reason they cut him is because he was hurt and missed several games. He got hurt in practice, I think, twice. So it's not like he was available to be played even if you needed him.
Looking at our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, Jeff, we have Aaron on the line. Want to talk some black and gold. What you got for us tonight, Aaron?
What's up, man?
I think the Saints, if you look at the roster, we need to go ahead and invest and go ahead and extend Dennis Allen's contract, give Derek Carr $225 million guaranteed 10-year contract, and right now get Colin Kaepernick to come in along with Mike Thomas to get the Saints to go 2-14, so we can get Arch Manning in 2026. What's your thoughts on that?
I was wondering where you're going with that. You know, there's a lot of ideas there.
Yeah, not only does he want to create havoc on the field, but also in the locker room with bringing Mike T back. Obviously, that's one you haven't even seen any team taking a sniff at Mike.
Yeah, it is interesting, and I don't know what the deal is there. Like, you know,
we know.
I do wonder if. Well, so there's a question of like, hey, you know, I'm sure there's teams out there who might put him on the practice squad, but is he willing to take a practice squad spot, right? And so I don't know. Like, Hunter Renfrow is another guy who's kind of just sitting out there, isn't on a practice squad anywhere. And is that a choice of the player, or is that a choice of teams not being willing to give him that opportunity? I would guess it's more about, hey, I don't want to be on a practice squad. And you go from there. But now, I mean, we don't need to get into the Colin Kaepernick conversation or the extension conversation. Here's the thing, though. You know, you're at a point now that it's like you can either win some games and get things back where on track. And, you know, you have 10 days off and then kind of go to L.A. and see what you can do there. Maybe shuffle the deck a little bit from a roster perspective with all these injuries and these players are out. Or you can lose a few more games and then everything feels like it's off the rails. And who knows what happens from that point on.
We're definitely teetering right now.
Yeah, well, yeah, the ledge is within view. Like, you can see it. And you can either drive right off it or you can swerve and turn the other direction. Because that's we weren't in a dissimilar situation last year. When they were down 21-0 at the end of the first quarter against the Lions, I was like, oh, no, this thing is over. And then they found a way to kind of steer back to the road. And the season ended at 9-8, and you kind of felt optimism. And, you know, that's what you can say about Dennis Allen's tenure is when you've gotten to those situations, typically – that they've kind of, you know, they put the snow tires on and they found a way back. You got to do that again.